T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:24, Blois Olson's back with us here after some vacation on WCCL. Good to have him back in the morning take. Hi, Blois.
Hey, Dave.
Well, you got to tell us about the governor and come on down to my boat, suddenly surrounded on Mille Lacs Lake. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, the governor went up this weekend and he wanted to raise awareness and kind of a publicity event for bass fishing on Lake Mille Lacs. And one of the reasons is because there's a new ban on walleye fishing between now and July 28th. And Mille Lacs resort owners and residents circled his boat. By most reports, 75 or so boats circled the governor's boat and prevented him from catching any fish, but really, you know, made their voices heard on this issue of walleye in Mille Lacs. And Dayton said two things of significance. One, he said they're bringing out an outside independent group to study Lake Mille Lacs that's not connected with the DNR. And then second, he said that he would meet with Mille Lacs area business owners later this week. He's currently in Washington, so we don't know the details of that meeting. But, you know, this Mille Lacs issue has kind of dogged him the whole time of his governorship, and they're getting louder and louder in Mille Lacs, and I have no doubt it'll become a gubernatorial issue in next year's governor's race.
The encirclement there, boys. I'm thinking of a name for it, the flotilla, whatever it was that, yeah. Did he know that was coming?
No, it all signs are that he didn't. In fact, that he said he had planned to meet with some folks. But then once the boat surrounded and once, you know, he was clearly agitated, he said, no, I'm not meeting with anybody. We're going to let these things calm down. So, again, it was supposed to be kind of a good press event for bass fishing on Mille Lacs, and Mille Lacs was recently named a top bass fishing lake. And so I think he really wanted it to be kind of a publicity event, and it was certainly hijacked by local resort owners.
Yeah, I guess a blockade would be probably a better term. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that convention Saturday, because while you were gone, they had to have that done, too. The delegates and our Minneapolis mayor, and nobody got endorsed, I understand.
Yeah, no, they haven't endorsed anybody in Minneapolis for mayor in an open mayor's race since 1979. And so this year wasn't different, but it was a 12-hour convention. Went till about 10 o'clock. Nobody was endorsed, but the message coming out of it, or the thing that listeners need to know, is Raymond Dane, who's a state representative and is seen by many as really an outsider in the race, finished first consistently with over 30% of the vote. Now, you need 60% to be endorsed. But the other significant piece is that current incumbent mayor Betsy Hodges only had about 22 or 24% of the vote. And these are DFLers. So while 4 years ago she was considered, you know, the more progressive candidate, she's been out progressive by Ray Dane and some others. And so they'll all take that to the general election in November. And I think between now and Labor Day, that mayor's race will really start to kick off.
Blois, did you have a nice vacation?
I did. It was very nice. The weather was wonderful.
Staycation?
No, we went to Lake City, Minnesota. We went to Breezy Point, Minnesota, and then we spent some time in the Twin Cities.
Wow.
There was a lot of sun and a lot of golf and a lot of water. It was very Minnesota vacation, but no, I did not staycation.
Well, very good. I'm glad you took advantage. It was a great week to be moving around like that.
It was.
Well, Blois, have a great day. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you then, Dave.
The Morning Take. You can get a link to Blois's email easily and get this every day in your inbox by going to WCCO.com/BLOIS. 69, overcast. A wild night last, and a little bit more on that in a minute. Right now on WCCO, we check your traffic, and that would be Susan Carr. She's back from a short vacation. Hi, Susan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.